We have another caller, also named Anonymous, from somewhere on Earth. Hello, Anonymous.
Hi.
Hey, welcome. What's your question for Dr. Delgado tonight?
I was just wondering how many times a woman can have a cesarean section safely.
Okay, so without being in danger of having a threat to a future pregnancy or to her life?
To her life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's a great question. I don't have a definite answer for you because, as with many things in medicine, it depends. The whole issue here is that whenever you have a cesarean section, what happens? The doctor cuts through the uterus to make an opening in the uterus to take the baby out and then sews the uterus again. Whenever we cut a body tissue and then we sew it again, there's a tissue called scar tissue formed. And all of us have scars on our skin anywhere on our body. And the important thing to know is that although the scar looks really tough when you look at it, it might feel rough, the scar is actually weaker than the surrounding normal tissue. It's never as strong as the normal tissue. So what happens then with the cesarean section is that that scar is at risk for rupture in a subsequent pregnancy. And what happens with rupture? There can be bleeding, so there can be loss of life of the baby, and there can also be threat to the life of the mother. So it can be a very dangerous situation. With modern surgical techniques, that risk is minimized, but it's not zero. What happens when you have a second cesarean section? Well, they cut pretty much along the same scar, and they open it again because they don't want to make a second scar. But then when it heals, it's even weaker than the first time. And then after a third one and fourth one, et cetera. So with each successive cesarean section, there's an increased risk of uterine rupture, which puts the baby's and the mother's life at risk. The unfortunate thing about it is that sometimes rupture can take place without any symptoms, and it can be very sudden. So it can be just a very quick thing that suddenly sends the mother into an emergency situation. Do we know what the exact number is where the risk is? It becomes very large? No, we don't. We do know that it increases with each one. So my advice to any woman who's having a cesarean section is to tell the doctor, I'm planning on having more children. Please make sure you do a great job sewing this up to minimize the risk of problems in the future. Having said that, I've known women who've had 4, 5, 6 cesarean sections and have done fine.
Yep, I know a 6.
Yeah, and I've known women who've had only 2 or 3 and have had ruptures. So it's hard to say, but I would say that the risk is relatively small, but it's a very serious risk. So that with each successive pregnancy, the man and woman, like with every pregnancy, has to discern with the help of God, to discern, Lord, do you want us to be open to a child right now or not? And discern that very prayerfully because we can't put an actual risk to that. The other thing to keep in mind is that in our litigious society, obstetricians and gynecologists will be warning women in these situations, don't get pregnant again. They'll tell them that usually after a third cesarean. And they will sometimes exaggerate the risk and won't quote accurate statistics. They sometimes won't know them. But there is a literature on this. And you just have to be very careful because their main objective is to avoid risk and avoid any chance of malpractice. And also, they don't value life, for the most part, the way we do. So they don't see a new child as such a great blessing.
Right.
They see it as such a great risk. So you have to always keep in mind what their perspective is when they're giving advice in these matters.
Thank you, Anonymous. Appreciate the call. Speaking of litigious, I was deeply offended by your answer. It hurt my feelings. You'll be hearing from my attorneys.
Give them my email.
Okay. Not.